The book Hebrews, part 235. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about Israel's rapture. I know in this time a lot of people doesn't want to know anything about Israel, but the Bible says that in the Great Tribulation, one third, namely the remnant of Israel, will be saved. Just before the rapture, or the Harpachu is the rapture, and that's got nothing to do with the church or any other group, except the remnant of Israel, the one third. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification, all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Don't miss it. Send this link to your friends and family and everyone that's near to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Now I'm going to still read the scripture we read yesterday morning, Hebrews 10:35, and we haven't moved away from it, except that we suddenly realize how well we need to be trained in the Word. And then you still get these churches that says you don't need to study in the Word. You can just open your mouth and God will put the answers. And I don't say it can't happen, but you need to have the experience that we were taught by Yahushua himself. I'm just going to read Hebrews 10:35 just to get us going on the next scripture. Cast not away therefore your confidence, who has great recompense of reward, and that only receives by exercising yourself through the Word, the revelation Word of Yahweh, and the working of the Ruach HaKodesh. Now Hebrews 10:36 actually flows from that. Remember yesterday morning exercises, for ye need of practice. For you have need of patience. We need patience. We need to wait. We need to be, I don't want to say restful, just calm. I know I'm one of the guys that needs patience. Patience is something that is a virtue. Something that you need to have in your life. Because all my life I've been very fast in doing things, and even in the trade when I was working and in my businesses. And lots of times I picked up problems with people that work for me because I want them to perform in the same manner I did. Because always doing things fast, thinking ahead, making a plans ahead. And I think this is one of the reasons why we are so successful in the kingdom's work of Yahweh, in this ministry all over the world, on the internet. Because we plan ahead. But the Word says you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh Almighty, that's Yahweh our Father, you might receive the promise. It's not a guarantee, you might. Why? Because you need to do the will of Father Yahweh. And it can happen that the things that we plan and the things we want to do, and it's not always the will of Father. Because we are driven by time, and we're driven by want to do more and more and more. That's why we do 16 DVDs every week. 16. So I praise Yahweh. If I say DVDs, I mean if I do a breakfast session here, it's a DVD on its own. It's a quarter hour to 20 minutes. And there's one Afrikaans, one English one. There's 16 that we do every week. We try to do them every week. Sometimes we can't get through everything, because you've got to do the research, and you've got to do the preparation, and you've got to do the physical camera work. And then Brother David and them, they've got to do he's got to go through it, and he's got to cut out and join together. And Reggie. And the word says, we need to make sure what we do is the will of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we are so keen to perform. We are so keen to have souls saved. Because everything in this ministry is about getting souls saved. It's no glorification of nobody. It's getting souls saved. And that's why we as your fists throughout the world all participate in this gospel and in this ministry, which is not a church. That's what the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation agents in South Africa, they can't understand it. They say it's impossible to administrate a ministry like this without having a church. It's not a church. It's a ministry. We only have a name. It's not even registered. It's just a name. The First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. It's just a name that Yahweh gave me to identify ourselves with as your fist. We identify ourselves with Yahushua and our Father and the Ruach HaKodesh. We are a Bible study group. Everyone does it on their own time, advancing in the gospel and the knowledge of the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to make sure that we do the will of Father Yahweh. It's not always that there's a saying that we think, but He does. We think, He does. And that's why we always need to check ourselves that we are in line with the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, how do we know that we're in line? Well, the anointing. The anointing breaks the straps that hold it. The bindings, He breaks them. The anointing. We need to have the anointing. We need to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh. It says here in verse 37, says in verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that's Yahushua will come with a parousia, and will not tarry. He shall come. The coming, parousia. Hallelujah. Do you have expectancy that Yahushua will appear? Well, He can't appear now on the clouds. because the final covenant has not been signed. As easy as that. If you are interested, I have a graph according to the scriptures. Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12, 11, Daniel 12, 12, with the explanation of everything. I have the 70 weeks of Daniel. So, if you need that, you're very welcome to contact me. And we can send it to you on a WhatsApp. Something to have, something to behold. For yet a little while, and he of Ashura that shall come, will come with the Perosha, and will not tarry. He will not unnecessarily tarry. He's coming for his bride at the end of Revelation 3, verse 23, verse 22. Why? How do we know it? Well, it's the end of the time of Christ. What will cause the time of grace to be concluded? The coming of Yahushua. There is not an eight church age. No, there's not. All that's left after the end of the seventh church age of grace, and we're living in the church age of grace. Because he says there in Revelation 3, verse 14, where your hearts are cold, but because you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And then he says, buy clothes and ointment for your eyes, and clothe you in nakedness. Verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and I lock. If somebody opens the door, I will come in and sup with them and you with me. And then verse 22, the end of grace, the end of grace, hallelujah. Revelation 4 verse 1 says, after these things, after what things? The seven church ages has gone past over the last 2,000 years, came to its conclusion. But before that can happen, before the coming of the Perosha, a final covenant needs to be signed by the Roman Catholic Pope and Israel. Not Donald Trump and America and whoever and whoever and whoever, with a council of different presidents that will administrate the peacekeeping task force. And no, it's not what the Bible says. That's why it never kept. That's why it never functioned in the last 50 years. Yasser Arafat, the PLO leader, he signed the peace treaty with Israel, and President Bush, the old father, he, and then the son, President Bush, signed. He said Clinton, Obama, Yasser Arafat, and Donald Trump, and the former president, what was his name? Morgan Falls. He couldn't, I can't get his name on the moment. But this is what it is. It's all timely. It's not, and every time I say, it's not the final covenant. It's not the final covenant. Why not? Because it's not signed by the Pope. Get my book, Israel's Rapture. Or get my book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. Then you will understand. Hallelujah. Verse 38, now in 2025, the just is the bride of Yahushua, shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Why? How do we live today? By faith. But if any man stroke woman who are part of the bride of Yahushua, draw back or slides back in sin, my soul, the redemption blood of Yahushua, shall have no pleasure in him or her. So what do we need to do in this modern age where we are living in? We need, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we need to be steadfast. We need to live in grace every day of our lives. We need to function in the revelation word of Yahushua every day. And the more we know the names, and the more that we practice the names, and the more that we function in this supernatural revelation names, the stronger we will get in our spirits. The more dynamic we will get in the calling in which Yahweh our Elohim has called us. The more dynamic we will be reaching out to lost sinners in the world. Because the church has lost the mandate the Father gave them through Yahushua. What mandate did Yahushua give his disciples? He told them, go into the world and preach the gospel of salvation in my name. The mandate. Preach the gospel of salvation unto the world. And I'm so glad and thankful for this ministry, which we can use different internet platforms, Instagram, Telegram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube, TikToks, everything we possibly can to reach a lost soul. And we don't just preach the gospel, we live the gospel. This is what makes the difference. It's one thing to preach the gospel, but it's something different to live the gospel. Be an example. Yahushua says to his apostles, you must be an example unto a lost world. And that's why I lost the people, and that's why we saw in this scripture we just read, Hebrews 10:38, it's talking about people that backslid because they cannot maintain being an example unto a lost world. It's not through ourselves, it's through the grace of Yahushua. Now the time has caught up with us. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Take this word, study it. Go into the word. Go look at the series that I've preached, The Lies of the Third Temple. Go make a study of it. You will be so amazed. Till Monday, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.